The need to totally eradicate polio worldwide has become an agenda set by governments and their health partners. On the 24th of October each year, Polio Day is observed the world over to remind countries that the disease still exists and all must strive to eradicate it. The focus of this year's commemoration is the launch of radio educational campaign against polio. Ghana seems to be close to eradicating poliomyelitis. This is based on reports indicating that since the outbreak of the disease in 2008, no case has been recorded as of last year. We bring you a write-up on the World Polio Day by Rita Mpabintete.
Polio is a crippling and potentially fatal infectious disease. There is no cure, but there are safe and effective vaccines. Polio can be prevented through immunization. Polio vaccines given multiple times can protect a child for life. The new strategy by health experts to eradicate polio is now based on preventing infection by immunizing every child until transmission stops and the world is polio-free. World Polio Day, which is officially observed on the 24th of October each year, was established by Rotary International more than a decade ago. The timing in late October is in honor of the birthday of Dr. Jonas Salk, who led the team that developed the first polio vaccine. There are many philanthropic organizations that have prioritized polio eradication. The Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Rotary International are few among many. The Rotary International, which prides itself to have initiated the observation of World Polio Day, said with the establishment of the Global Polio Eradication Initiative in 1988, polio cases as of 2013 have reduced worldwide by 99.9%. Theresa Osetutu is with the Rotary International.
Polio Day is significant to Rotary International because Rotarians worldwide have made a commitment to the world to eradicate polio from the face of the earth. Today, as we speak, we have 99.9 coverage. This means that only 26 cases worldwide. I will say that we cannot rest on our oars. We cannot be complacent. We are almost there. We are 0.1% there. And we need to continue immunizing our children. All parents, not only mothers, but fathers, take this disease very, very seriously. So it is very important that you support all the partners to make sure that we keep Ghana free from polio and immunizing your child.
The Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also says it is obliged to ensure that vaccines are given to every child worldwide to end polio. That is why it is targeting remote villages and communities to fish out for all vulnerable children for immunization. Martin Obin is the coordinator for immunization programs for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
They say prevention is better than cure. And we have realized that most children suffer due to no cause of the earth, whereas we could have taken them out of that situation. One is polio. It affects this child unknowingly and at the expense of the family. When the child suffers this thing, the family are going to lose resources and the pain that the child will go through. So the church, in its wisdom, is saying that let's vaccinate these children so that they don't suffer in future. We are planning to go to the pocket areas where we did not have the maximum coverage.
In Ghana, the body mandated to monitor polio cases and immunize children under 18 months is the expanded program of immunization. Ghana has a better story to tell in polio eradication. Since the country first recorded polio infections in 2008, the wish of all countries is to be able to end polio. That is why quality health advocates and relevant stakeholders are re-strategizing in the fight against polio through education, routine vaccinations, and the willingness of governments worldwide to prioritize the eradication of the disease.
Rita Pabintete in that write-up on World Polio Day.